My name is Magdalena Radkins. I'm 15 years old. Today is the 1st of December.
Is it? No, the 30th.
The 30th of November. And I'm speaking with Linda.
Hi, I'm Linda Brown. I'm 72. Today is November 30th. And I'm speaking with Magdalena Rotkins, who is the daughter of the first foreign exchange student that I had. We are recording this interview in an airplane on the way back to Portland, Oregon.
Exactly. Yes. Can you tell me about where you grew up? What was it like?
Well, I was born in Colorado Springs and lived for the first 5 years of my life in Manitou, where my father worked for his father in an electrical and appliance business, and with my grandparents. And because I was the first grandchild, I was pretty spoiled, I think, as a little girl. But then my dad had been to college and had a degree in engineering, and there were some jobs opening up in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And so then my family moved to Albuquerque, New Mexico, which was very different in that it was so much drier and had lots of cactus and dry, mostly barren mountains. But my grandmother would be really lonely for us, and so she'd send us money so we could go back to Colorado and visit her. Mm-hmm. But then I grew up in Albuquerque, and graduated from high school, and I went to one of our church schools in Enid, Oklahoma, and there happened to be an Air Force base there with pilot training, and I met a student pilot and fell in love and got married. And since then, he made a career of the Air Force, and we have traveled all around the world, and so my children became interested in lots of other cultures and speaking other languages. And when we got back to the United States, the children were then interested in other cultures. So that's how we got involved with foreign exchange students.
That's interesting. That's a lot of travel. Wow, okay. What is your best memory of your childhood?
When we moved to Albuquerque, one of my dad's cousins was already there, and they had told Daddy about the job. And so then we grew up close to the two girls in that family, my brother and I, and more of their family members came down for jobs. And so we had a great family relation with these cousins, and we bought a truck and camper, and they built their campers, and we would go in the summertime on long camping trips. And I remember one time we went to the Seattle World's Fair camping. We would be going for like a month at a time.
What advice do you wish you could give your younger self? Do you have anything you wish you could do different?
Well, I wish that I had done more opportunities in exercising and being more fit. Mm-hmm. I mean, we did things, but I was never good enough to be part of a sports team at school, and we didn't particularly have any sports teams.
How old were you? Like, when you wanted to exercise more? In high school?
Yeah, in high school. I just wish, in looking back, that I had made fitness a more regular part of my life.
Would you wanted to? Would you have wanted to be part of a sports team?
Well, not necessarily. If I could have just, played. Mm-hmm. I wasn't good at catching, although, you just have to do those things.
Yeah.
And it didn't particularly work out for me that I could be on a team. My brothers were on teams, but I don't know, it just didn't happen. I wish that I had more skills in catching. But I did have friends, and we joined things like Job's Daughters and 4-H, and those were all good experiences.
Yeah. Who's been the most important person in your life?
I guess I would say that my mother's friend, Arizona Spots, was a really important person. We did a lot of things with their family. We met when my younger brother and one of their sons were in kindergarten together. And we did lots of camping, and like I said, I was in Job's Daughters in 4-H with their daughters, and just overall had a lifetime connection with that family. That she even made my wedding dress. Mm-hmm. And my mother and her were great friends until she just passed away this last year when she was 94.
Do you still have the dress?
Yes.
Did you ever put it on again?
I weigh a lot more now. So I couldn't.
Would be fun,
and my granddaughter is too big, and my daughter didn't want to wear it.
I mean, you could let it tailor. What's something in your life that you never imagined would happen?
I never really, in growing up, ever thought that I would be able to travel around the world as I have since I married my husband in the military, and he was a pilot. We have traveled around, and we are continually traveling around. That's one of my big thrills, is to be able to explore other countries, and we've gone on cruises, and it's so much fun to be able to talk to other people from other countries about different things that's going on in the world.
What languages do you know?
I really only speak English. I have a smattering, which comes and goes, of German and Spanish and French, but only just greetings.
Yeah. What are your favorite family holidays and why?
Well, I think since we retired and got to move out where the grandchildren are, that both Thanksgiving and Christmas are in that November-December time period are my favorites, and in that we come together more as a family and celebrate together as a family.
What have you accomplished so far, personally and professionally, that makes you proudest? Why?
Well, professionally, because I completed college and I tried teaching, but that really wasn't my favorite thing. And then I started doing income tax, and I was able to join a software company that developed tax software, and that put me into position to join another software company too. And so I was able to work for that company in tax development until I was able to retire, so that I actually got a pension. So, and that's a pretty big accomplishment.
Yeah. How did you get from teaching to tax?
Well, when we were over in the Philippines, one of my friends had taken tax, and so she had worked for H&R Block, and so she gave me some lessons when we were there, and it just seemed to work out, because when Bill would change to different stations, living in different places, I could do taxes with the Americans, for the Americans living around us. And whereas teaching, because like when we were overseas, I taught for 1 year, and then they wouldn't let me teach because my husband wasn't going to be stationed there another full year, even though he extended and actually was. The tax worked out much better for me to carry around to different places.
Mm-hmm. What do you feel most grateful for in your life?
Well, I feel really thankful, especially in doing taxes, for people to see how in debt that people are, that we have been able to realize that, and that we have not let that come up. The biggest thing is in keeping your credit card paid off every month, so you don't run up credit card bill. And therefore, we don't have big debt now in our retirement, and we're able to travel. I'm thankful for traveling.
That's great. How do you want to be remembered?
Well, I want to be remembered as a curious person and somebody who was kind and loving and interested in other people. Mm-hmm.